As promised, Brad Plothow from Wampoli joins us now to talk about Black Friday retailer statistics, mostly in the state of Massachusetts. Brad, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys. Good morning.
Brad, let's kind of get right to the big question. What percentage of retailers' sales actually happen during kind of the 4 to 5 week holiday season? This year it's going to be closer to 5 just because of where Thanksgiving falls. What percentage of sales falls in that time period for retailers?
For small retailers in Massachusetts, it's 13% of the entire take for the year. So it's no small thing. And for the month of November and December, it's 22%. So this really is high season for retailers, as you'd imagine.
So compare Black Friday to a typical Friday. How much of an increase does a retailer typically see in sales on Black Friday?
Sure. It's a huge day. So we ranked all 365 days of the year in terms of total sales for retailers in Massachusetts. Black Friday is far and away number one. $4,200 is the average take in Massachusetts. And that's almost a 250%, a 2.5x increase compared to the average day. So you're really looking at, you know, fitting in 2 or 3 days worth of revenue into one day on Black Friday.
In terms of how that translates into weekly sales, obviously, you know, that's a huge day for them there. Does that week end up typically being the biggest week, or are there bigger holiday shopping weeks that they see in the run-up to Christmas?
So all told, there really are 3 days that stand out, and they're the ones that you would imagine, but not necessarily for small businesses. So we're looking not at the sort of Best Buys and Walmarts of the world or Amazon. We're looking at small retailers, and it is Black Friday. And then the day after, Small Business Saturday, is also a huge day. That's the number 12 sales day of the year in Massachusetts, number 22 nationally. So still a ton of sales coming in that day. And then Cyber Monday, we typically associate that with people just logging onto Amazon and ordering a bunch of stuff. It turns out that when people are in the shopping mood, they continue shopping, and that spills over into physical stores. So that's the number 29 ranked day of the entire year, and a big sales day as well, where you see sales about $200 over the average day in Massachusetts. And so all of these days comprise that one little cluster around the time after Thanksgiving becomes a really critical period for retailers to make a bunch of money.
Brad, so Massachusetts just got between 2 and 8 inches of snow, depending on where you are in the state. How much does something like that, if you have bad weather that occurs, is that something that significantly impacts these sales numbers?
So we definitely see that typically. So we actually look at seasonality and we look at weather as a factor that affects sales. We do see correlation between snow in particular, a lot of inclement weather, and sales going down. However, we've seen that Black Friday typically has this gravitational pull that's really hard to dampen spirits. People are going to get out of the house. If I were a small retailer in Massachusetts, I would make sure that my hours of operation were extended that day. People are going to go to Best Buy still. They're going to go to Walmart still, but they're going to continue shopping and spill over into some of these local mom-and-pop shops. So even if it is snowing, it's really worth your while to try to go all out on that day.
Brad, do you see any kind of last-minute spike as well, anything on the 23rd or 24th of December that suggests that, you know, maybe a lot of people forgot to get gifts?
That's exactly right. So last year, we're looking at data from last year to project this year. The 23rd was one of the largest days of the year as well. Huge spike. So procrastination is definitely a factor. There are actually most of the busiest days of the year happen during the period between Thanksgiving and Christmas Eve. So there's certainly a ton of concentration. But right as you get to the end, you do see a big spike as well.
Very good. Brad, we'll let you go now. But thanks for all the data here and thanks for coming on today. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
It's Brad Plothow from Wampoli, and I do find it fantastic that there
so
actually is a spike on the 23rd of people who are going.
A statistically significant one, too.
Right, like one that actually shows you something that's happening there. It just means that, hey, we're not the only ones, even though, as I've said before, I'm ahead of the curve this year.
Yeah, yeah, get over yourself.
We are going to, this does lead us over to our poll question of the day, by the way, and this is up right now on financialexchangeshow.com. Do you plan to start buying for the holidays before, on, or after Thanksgiving? I am obviously in the camp before, just because I'm done at this point.
Goody two shoes.
Suckers, you can deal with it. But in terms of where you're going to be buying or when you're going to be buying your gifts for the holidays, before, on, or after Thanksgiving, and also text us at 63566 if you have any specific information that you want to give with regards to your holiday shopping patterns. In particular, I would love to hear from anyone who is actually going to a store on Black Friday, just because it's my nightmare. But hey, maybe it's something that you like to do, and I'd love to hear from someone who actually is going to a retail location on Black Friday.
For me, what I want to see is if we get any votes for the shoppers who go on Thanksgiving, because we're seeing more and more retailers come up with these promotions to go out at Thanksgiving at like, you know, 4 p.m., which is what Walmart was doing. They're having like a party or something with cookies. You couldn't pay me to go shopping on Thanksgiving.
What's funny to me is...
You probably could, actually.
What's funny to me is, you know, a lot of the retailers that are opening up on Thanksgiving evening or all day on Thanksgiving,
yeah,
are the ones that are, you know, struggling a little bit.
Do you have JCPenney up there?
JCPenney is opening at 3 p.m. on Thanksgiving. Kmart going to be open all day Thanksgiving. Half of the Kmarts are gone at this point.
How about Sears? What are they doing?
Sears is going to be open at 6 p.m. 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving, and then midnight on Black Friday, I think.
I would bet money that Kohl's is opening on Thanksgiving.
Target is going to be opening at 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving. So pretty, you know, some gimmicky stuff. Walmart, of course, is never going to close ever. So they'll just be open 24
won't close
hours.
At all. Yeah.
You know, I get that retail's a different beast. And look, I'm not in retail, so I get that I don't understand just the importance of it. But I look, here's the comparison that I'll make. Chick-fil-A does not open on Sundays and still does more revenue than just about every fast food restaurant in the country on a per restaurant basis.
It's amazing.
REI is another one to me. So recreational equipment, yep. They just say, hey, we're not going to open for Thursday or Friday. Go spend time with your family. We don't want to do that to our employees. And it seems to work.
If companies can do that and still have good sales, it suggests to me the problem is not the hours that you are open, but what you're selling, how you're selling it. And those are problems that need to be addressed more importantly than, well, gee, we've got to open 4 hours earlier to try to boost sales by 2%. No, 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 no. We need to move beyond that, because I see this Thanksgiving creep that's happening where Black Friday gets earlier. Like, eventually it's just going to be, hey, we have 8 a.m. doorbusters on Thanksgiving Day.
I don't know. I think JCPenney opening at 2 p.m. is really going to turn around their business for them.
You know, you might be onto something there.